So I'm going to talk about unramified homology. One can use unramified homology to distinguish between different birational types of algebraic varieties, because it is birational invariant of a smooth projective algebraic variety. And the setting I'm going to do unramified homology involves so-called fractal modules of Marcus Rost. The fractal module is a functor, call it M star, from the category of finitely generated field extensions of a given field F. So we should fix the field F. To the category of graded abelian groups. And the second module has additional data, namely for any finite extension, say E over L, both are extensions of F, we have the norm map. From EM of E to M of L. The second structure, M star of L for any L, has a natural structure of a module, say left module, over the Milner ring of the field L. Okay. Star of L. And finally, the residue maps. If V is a discrete valuation, in fact, geometric discrete valuation, on a field L over F, with residue field K, then the residue map delta V from M star of L to M star of star minus 1 of K is given for the residue map. What is geometric? Geometric means that the transcendental degree of K is one less. And automatically, K is also finitely generated in that category. And these three additional structures, together with the functorial structure, satisfy millions of different relations between each. For each pair of them, we have a lot of non-trivial relations. So altogether, it's called the Rost module, Rost cycle module over F. So the basic examples are the Milner ring itself is a cycle module. Or one can view various Galois homology groups. H star of the field is, well, some say finite coefficients. So cycle modules form a category, and of course morphism of a cycle module M to a cycle module M say, of degree n, we allow shift of the degree. It's just a morphism of functors. Which is compatible with all this structure. So all cycle modules form a category, in fact, abelian category, call it SCN, just depends on the field F. Okay, to link my talk to the title of the conference, I should mention that degrees constructed another category which is equivalent to this one, namely the category of homotopy invariant sheaf with transfers, and transfers come, of course, from this norm structure, that are modules over the Tate sphere, and the action by the Tate sphere comes from the module over the Milner ring. Well, you see that cycle modules by definition are functors on fields. There are no varieties at all involved in the definition. Nevertheless, one can associate something for a variety. So let X be a variety scheme of finite type over a field over F, and M is a cycle module over F. We can use now a residue map to link different points on over the variety. So let X be a point of certain codimension, say I, and X prime point of codimension I plus 1, so that X prime is in the closure of X. And we have M star of the residue field F of X, and M star minus 1 over of the residue field F of X prime, linked by the residue map. And how do you find this residue map using this data? Namely, you can look at all discrete valuations V over X prime, where V is a discrete valuation of the residue field F of X that live over X prime, then for each such evaluation, the residue field F of X prime is contained in F of V of the residue field of the evaluation, and this is the finite extension. So we can take the norm for that extension, F of V over F of X prime of delta V of rho. So essentially given by the residue maps, but the norms are involved. And in a special case when there is only one evaluation over X prime with the same residue field, it will be just the same map as the residue map delta V. So taking all these residue maps together, we get the complex, in fact. Each time we collect points of given codimension. It's a Rost complex. And we can do the homology groups of this complex. And we will be interested in two of those groups, namely, two extreme cases when you first take the most right term in this complex, and that's where we get the homology groups, homology of degree zero. Notation for this group is A lower zero X M N. So it's the last term, namely the co-kernel of the map from direct sum of all points of dimension one now, M N plus one F of X to direct sum of all closed points, M N of F. So in particular, if M is K, it is given by its Milner functor, then A0 X K0 is just the Chow 0 group of the variety. Group of cycles of dimension zero. Well, the category of cycle modules is very flexible in the sense that you can build new modules, new cycle modules very easily from given modules. So we will need the following class of cycle modules coming from the homology groups of degree zero. If you fix an X, again, variety over F, you can define, and also a cycle module, you can define a new cycle module, I call it M upper X, of L is the homology group of X L M star, where X L is just X lifted to L. Well, in particular, if X is a point, then of course we get this M back. But in general, for any X, there is a connection between M and MX, because we have norm maps. X is a point of dimension zero, so F of X is a finite extension, and we have the norm map, which is the sum of all norm maps from F of X to F, to MN of F. And this composition is zero if X is a proper variety. So if X is proper, so we have the norm map from A0 X M star, well, actually over any field extension, to just M star of L, which is in language of cycle modules, is a map from the cycle module M X to M. Well, it's a norm map. This norm map may not be an isomorphism, may be an isomorphism with spec X is a spec F, it is an isomorphism, and in fact if X is a rational proper variety, then a smooth proper, then it's also isomorphism. So the second group I would like to consider is the cohomology of degree zero. When you, well, let us assume that X is integral. So the group is denoted A upper zero XM, and this is the kernel from MN of the generic point to the direct sum over all points of codimension 1. So it's called cohomology group of codimension 0. Well, the following fact was proven by Marcus, that both groups, A0, XM, and A upper 0, are birational invariants. Of smooth proper X. Well, one can easily describe the second group out of the function field as follows. When X is smooth proper, A0 of XM is simply the collection of all rows from MN of the function field, such that the residue of this row is 0 for any geometric discrete valuation V. And since it's just given entirely from the function field, let me denote it mn f of x unramified. And that's exactly the subgroup of all unramified elements. So it lives inside mn of f of x. But I don't know how to define the first group, so this is the question. How to define a 0 x mn out of the function field f of x. Well, anyway, we have two groups which are birational invariants. And they look dual, and in fact there is a duality between them. So again we take a variety X and the cycle module M and define a pairing. Well, first of all, I would like to define the value of an unramified element. Well, Marcus constructed the pullback map for any morphism to a smooth variety. Since we assume that X is smooth now, in fact smooth and proper, for any point X in X, we take the pullback with respect to the morphism from the spectrum of f of x to x. So we get a map from a0 xm n to a0 spectrum f of x mn, but this is the field. So this is just simply the group of values at the residue field. If you have a row here, this is the group of unramified elements. So you have an unramified element. This will be the value of the unramified element at the point X. So now let us take any point X which is closed and consider the following pairing, K star f of x times M and F of capital X unramified to M star plus N of the residue field of little x. So we have an element in the Milner ring and an unramified element rho. You can multiply A by the value of rho at x, and it leaves over f of x, and in fact we can take the norm after. So m star plus n of f. So the element just given by the norm. And you can take direct sum over all points of dimension zero, over all closed points of x. This is a target group for the map which defines the homology group and N plus star, yes. So one checks, follows from various properties of the cycle module, that the co-kernel, you can factor this pairing through the co-kernel of the differential. In other words, you get the following pairing, A0 X K star, which is a homology group with MN F of X, and this is the cohomology group, unramified, of course. Good. To M star plus N of F. Well, this is the gadget we already defined, namely, remember we have defined the M upper X. Now we take for M K, and it is just the K upper X star of F. Now we can do this same thing over any field extension. We replace F by any field extension, and view each thing as a cycle module, and this pairing will give you a natural way a homomorphism from the group of unramified elements to home. Now in the category of cycle modules, from that module K star X to M star plus N. So it's degree N map between cycle modules. Let me call it phi. It's a homomorphism of abelian groups. The theorem says that in fact, P is an isomorphism. For any cycle module M and for any smooth proper X. So in other words, the functor from the category of cycle modules to say greater than abelian groups, taking a cycle module M to the unramified group M of F of X and this is of course for a given X, for a fixed X. this functor is represented by the cycle module K star X. So the proof of this statement is not that hard, quite general. It constructs a map back for the inverse of phi. So suppose we are given a morphism of functors, morphism of cycle modules, and we apply this to star equals zero and to the field, the function field of x. So k0 x of f of x to m n f of x. This group by definition is char 0 of x over f of x. And here lives the canonical element, namely the class of the generic point. So you take the image of the generic point and you get the class over f of x, and then you check that it's unramified, so it gives you the phi inverse. Of course, one has to check that those compositions are identity. One is not that trivial. Well, I tried to find this statement in de Glis's work and failed. Probably it is there, right? You're saying that it should be. I don't know either. So I did my best to find it, but failed. So of course, having this